upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. And this week, we've got a sponsor.
Yep, so our sponsor is Key Memento. They are a small startup business with a focus on quality and creative designs. You can follow them on Instagram, Key Memento, or you can purchase the key rings at keymemento.etsy.com. For the people watching at home, here's the two here.
Yeah, we've got the two little exclusive samples that they have sent to us personally. And so for the YouTube visual watchers, they can see exactly what we've got. I'm not going to pick them up and bring them to the camera, just zoom in, don't get laser.
Yeah, so at the moment they've got just these two designs, but obviously as they progress I'm sure they will get more. But yeah, you know, if you're interested, you know, just check out the handles that we've just said, and yeah, you know, happy to have them.
Yeah, I mean, because the two that we've got, they are nice little key rings. Well, not really little, they're a decent size to be fair, and we've got a bear of sorts.
Yeah, it's a bear, and for the LGBT2+, whatever it is.
Yeah,
for we our, don't discriminate in this program.
Yeah, for our special listeners out there, we've got a nice flag on their Etsy page for you to purchase as well.
Yeah,
they are nice. They're a good quality. Definitely worth a look, and the price is decent enough as well.
Yeah.
As and when you do purchase one as well, just send a little message, let them know where you've come from, and I don't know, you might get a discount. Just be cheeky, just ask, ain't it, see what you get. Don't get.
That's it. I must point out though as well, they're not just keychains, that you can also hack them onto your backpack, your satchels, anything like that. So you can do more than just put them on your key rings. They're an alternative.
Yeah, just, you know, because of the good size of them, they are definitely going to be durable on that sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, go check them out.
Yeah.
The links will be in the description as well. So if you don't understand the Brummie accent or you just forget what we've said, just click on the link and it will take you directly to the website. Well, Etsy, it is a website, but you all know what I'm saying. Fucking hell.
Fair enough.
So, let's get into it. Now, this week, we've got a bit of a sex scandal going on again.
I feel like there's a sex scandal every week.
Well, yeah, there pretty much is. Obviously, the other week there was the Russell brand stuff coming out.
And that's gone quiet.
It's gone quiet.
It's gone quiet like it's not true quiet. I don't know. Does that make sense? Because normally it builds and builds and builds when you get all these accusations, keeps getting built, but it's just like, I should write down that soon.
Yeah, I think, because there was always, he was always open with everything that he did.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't class him as a sexual predator. If anything, he was just living his best life.
He was a sex addict, didn't he?
Yeah,
he went to rehab for him.
You know, all the drink, the drugs and that. And obviously, with these celebrities anyway, if you're in that environment, women are throwing themselves at you, or men, whatever you're into. Okay. But yeah, it was there for him. It was easy and accessible. Some of the stories that came out, it's believable. Whether he's fucking actually done any of the nastier stuff, we'll find out. But I think it was always convenient because he'd went on some of the bigger programs and he was shouting out the big oil companies and that. And so once he'd started doing that, that's when all this sex scandal stuff started coming out about him. So I think they're trying to shut him down on that sense to make him seem uncreditable when it comes to his views on life.
Yeah. The worrying thing with the Russell Brand one is it come out to the news before he went to the police, which I always find strange.
Yeah, like, doing a Channel 4 documentary, interviewing other comedians and possible targets, victims, rather. You know, it's a bit naughty, that is, really. You know, if they've got all this evidence and they want to fucking, you know, lock him down, just take it to the police first.
It's like Mendy, the Man City player.
Yeah.
You know, you think about how much time, money, because he would have lost millions, reputation. You know, you can't... No, it's hard to say because, you know, these stuff is happening. Then it's just how do you defer what's actually is a correct, you know, what's actually happened and what hasn't, you know what I mean? So I suppose what I'm trying to say is, like, no, I don't want to bring, you know, it's harming the people that actually are going through this, you know, these kind of scenarios.
Yeah, well, I mean, a prime one of the last couple of weeks really was Anthony, Manchester United, where he's had the accusations from previous girlfriends that he was harming them, beating them up. But then there was a transcript from one conversation between one of his exes and his agent saying that basically she was being forced to give these allegations against him and that she knows that he's not that kind of person. She wants to withdraw it all back, but she's being threatened and they're offering to pay money and this and that. So obviously, if she's coming out saying that, then the other two are going to be saying it. It's all been dropped in Brazil. He came back to England. He went to Greater Manchester Police, voluntary as well. He wasn't summoned there. He's had an interview. They've let him go. Yeah. So he's not even on bail. He's just gone and had an interview. And then I know the other day, again, one of his exes has gone to the police now to try and come out with whatever bullshit. So that's quite open, but because we've already seen this conversation where she's saying, look, I'm being forced, threatened and bribed to say these things against him, you know, so it makes you think, all right, it's all bullshit, but yeah, I know what you're saying, it's affecting the people that are actually a part of the real life of this situation, these domestic violence and these rape circumstances and whatever. It's dragging them through the mud when there shouldn't be. It's, you know, the speculation, what we don't exactly know, is there's an Arsenal player that's having all these allegations as well. But because it hasn't been made public, and effectively they're still in the team as well, so we don't exactly know who it is. But there's been a few people that have had a party and sang and danced about who they think it is. But, you know, Thomas won't tell me who it is, to be fair. But, I suppose that's a better way of not knowing, because then you can't exactly say, all right, they're a bad person, and then there's no stigma around it. The team can still play football, and there's no issues. It's just as it needs to be. But when it's all publicised, you know, again, with the Mason Greenwood one, if none of that was made public, it wouldn't have been as big of a situation. No one would have been as bothered, something's happened, we don't know. And then, he'd still be playing football. He wouldn't have been suspended and it would have been fine. You know, because obviously he never got charged. He was never found guilty. You know, it's not like he's fucking... Was it Adam Johnson, was it? The fucking... The pedo one. Yeah, it's not like fucking... He's been found guilty and then... locked up. It's just everything's been pushed away. But that's all down to the legal side of things anyway. If they are guilty, they'll get found out in the long run.
It's just worrying how, you know, people can make an accusation like this, especially the Russell Brand one, and just throw it out there. You know, it's harming people's, you know, character. But then it's also harming the people that actually are going through this. I'm not saying he didn't do this. I'm just saying, for me, I would want to keep that stuff behind closed doors. Yeah. Until stuff happened, then tell your story. mm-hmm. not tell your story. So it's like, you know, it's affecting people the way that I think about scenarios and like, oh, when you look at him now, you're going to think rapist.
Yeah.
He hasn't, you know, he hasn't been charged with it. Mm. So it's not a good one, but this BBC presents that.
So it's not Hugh Edwards again.
Because has he been charged? What's going on with that? You know?
Well, again,
because he's just disappeared off TV.
Yeah, I don't think he's been back on the TV since. And he never really done anything wrong, did he? He was paying money for pictures.
The BBC, man, are fucking corrupt, aren't they? When you think back about
all these fucking TV laws.
The Jimmy Savile thing, because apparently they knew about all that. But, and then the Princess Diana thing, what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're fucking... Yeah. Yeah, they're so, they've got another one.
Yeah. So, I've only seen...
Oh, mate, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, it's all right.
So, the BBC... Have you seen all these documentaries about Andrew Tate? So there's a documentary about Andrew Tate, and guess what it's called? The Dangerous Rise of Andrew Tate. What the fuck is it?
This is
after all his charges have been chopped. So how can you say it's a dangerous rise about Andrew Tate when I think all but two charges have been dropped as it stands. I might be wrong. I think anyway, the majority of them, the more severe ones, have been dropped. So, like, how can you call that until he's been charged and arrested, then put that out, don't just accuse someone of that. And that's what the BBC are doing a lot like
that. That's leading back to what you just said about the Russell Brand thing. That's manipulating people into thinking that he is what they want them to see him as.
And it's like, I like Andrew Tate, and... I had this misogyny bullshit that comes to toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So what do you want? You want a man to be a man when you want him to be a man. So when you need some work doing the house, you want a man, come fix it. Oh, I ain't going down that route. But what I'm saying is you can't put out these kind of stuff until they've been charged.
Yeah.
And went to court and got found guilty. And for the BBC to put this stuff out, I haven't saw nothing by the Dangerous Rise of Hugh Edwards, the Dangerous Rise of Jimmy Savile on there.
No.
But Andrew Tate, the mindset of get your shit in place, do well, and try to become successful. I mean, he's got no criminal record up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? All I've seen him do, and the one thing that I see, And I was like, yeah, but his words get twisted, so...
But a lot of those clips as well, that's him taking a piss.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not being real when he's coming out with the bullshit, like, I make me two cups of coffee and I'll only drink one of them.
Yeah.
That's him taking the piss. Yes. He's playing a character.
He said something, and he was like, when I take my child to the daycare, I'd rather be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't think nothing wrong with that. And I kind of agree with that. If my child's going to daycare, I don't know why I feel it. Just I don't know. Maybe that's just because for years that's how it's been. So it's like embedded in your brain.
It's embedded in your brain. But if someone just says to you, think of a sexual predator, think of a paedophile.
Mm.
What is the gender that pops into mind straight away?
Yeah, you think like
it's a male.
Yeah.
You know, and. So childcare, just women in general, because they are the birth givers, the mothers, the child carers.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why you want them to look after the kids, because it literally is that's the motherly instinct, whether they are a parent or not. You know, whereas a male, that's when not just sexual predator, but with an old fashioned thing. I know Tom's different now, but. Male discipline, you know, I used to get slapped for no reason and that, and so those kind of things and old traits are still in your head of like, oh, what if it's a group of men that are looking after my children? Are they going to look after them the right way? And again, not just on the discipline side of things, you know, we all see the memes and little videos of this is why women live longer, and it's a fucking man hanging off a fucking scaffold pole, fucking doing something stupid, and it's like. What if they're doing that, Are they going to look after the kids properly? Yeah. Or are they going to let them run around with fucking scissors and shit? So, yeah, it's just a safer decision in your head.
Yeah.
To want it to be a woman.
Right. So, yeah, as I said, sorry to interrupt. It was just literally, obviously, this is the BBC again that has years of these accusations against their own and never released a documentary about it. And then it just annoyed me, mate, that I've seen it. I was like, that's so dangerous. Like, what? Like, what was so dangerous with what he was saying? Get into the gym, get your shit sorted out.
Yeah.
Try. You know, don't have a criminal record. But, you know, yeah, but, so, sorry to interrupt. So,
another
BBC news reporter or.
So,
is he a presenter?
It's just saying a presenter.
Okay. Has
said, they've not said any names on the clips that I've seen.
Yeah.
They're just saying there's reports from several women. So, they've been in contact via Tinder and other dating apps, sending messages, trying to have meetups, apparently forcing meetups. I don't know
how you can force a meetup.
Yeah, you know, over messages. Yeah, let's meet up now. Saying not to say to anyone who they are once they've told their identity. I think it was 3 different allegations that are going on at the moment. There's, from when I've seen this stuff anyway, no one's been taken off the BBC or put on leave or anything. But as I did with the Hugh Edwards stuff, I started scrolling through the comments, trying to find out any particular names, and there was all the usual ones popping up.
So what the accusations I've just been thrown out there, he's forcing people to meet up with it.
Yeah, so sexually inappropriate messaging, trying to force meetups.
I'm sorry, if you go on Tinder,
yeah,
I reckon
it's there.
Do you get what I'm saying? Look, you know, it's... Yeah, sorry.
You go on there, well, a lot of them are going on for fucking meetups and sex and fucking whatever. So.
And I guarantee, every girl has a message saying, I'll fuck you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know, along those lines, I suppose.
And if you're matching up with a celebrity, you're going to be wanting that anyway, aren't you? For the fucking clout.
What is that celebrity Tinder? There is one out there. Oh, what's he called? Is he called Raya? Raya, any?
Might be.
I'll check it out. And basically, you have to pay a premium. Yeah. And not only that, so with Tinder, you can get in there no matter what. But this one, people need to accept that you're good looking enough to go on there. Called Raya.
Raya?
Is it Raya?
Just type in, this is what you're going for. All the prep.
So it's Raya, and it's how do you qualify for Raya? So, you know, basically you need to show that you've
been on TV.
Or you've got money, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, as far as I know, it was just normal Tinder.
Whatever
other fucking ones, I don't know. But yeah, if you match with a celebrity, you're going to go through with stuff for the clout, ain't ya? And then if you don't want to meet up or anything, you just don't do it. So, yeah, there was the usual suspects in the comments. Fucking Gary Lineker, Mr. Blobby, fucking... I think fucking Jeremy Vaughan was put in there again as well. But the main one that a lot of people have been throwing out there, old Vernon Kay.
Vernon Kay?
Yeah. Now, I've always found him a little bit strange, to be fair. Anyway, I never really rated him.
He had that scandal with that Page 3 girl, didn't he?
Yeah, and then...
I can't remember the girl's
name. He cheated on Tess Daly as well when he was married to her. If they're not married anymore, that is.
Yeah. I think the biggest scandal is on Tinder anyway. Like,
yeah.
If anything.
You know.
But it's not. That's.
Yeah, it makes you laugh. All these things are coming out.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking force a story and, you know, ruin someone's career where I didn't see anything that he's like, sexually abused or fucking violated anyone. It was just they've been sending messages. He says not to say anything, sent pictures back and forth, of fucking parts. And then, yeah, wanting to meet up. I don't know if he's paid for any pictures or anything as well. But, yeah, it's getting to the point with a lot of these where it's like, who fucking cares?
I mean, literally, that should only care between his wife and him, and
yeah,
you know, if you know, and that's an Irish.
I think there's too many people out there now that are just trying to get just their 15 minutes of fame, get a bit of money from selling the story to the Sun and fucking whatever. But
that's all it is. I think that's all it is. It's a quick book or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
a quick, you know. I mean, if you want to do that kind of shit, just do OnlyFans. I don't get it. Like, put the work in a lease for it.
Well, that's the thing. Most of these people are lazy now, don't they? Yeah. You know, they're all after a side hustle where they can sit down on the phone and watch a couple of adverts and get paid.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that. The real world, you have to fucking get your hands dirty, get stuck in, and fucking graft.
And that's real talk, mate.
All the real scenarios in the real world and the real talk. But yeah, Vernon, I've never really been a fan of his. You know, I'm not going to slag him off. He actually had a good joke that I remembered from years ago. So, what was he fucking? Have you heard about the man with five woodies?
No.
His condoms fit like a glove. Yeah, I remember him saying that on the radio, and fucking, that was a little bit of a giggle. Probably one of his highlights, really. Family Fortunes, there's the Channel 4, whatever he used to do on there, it was their breakfast show on a Sunday or something, weren't it?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's been on Radio 2 for a couple of years now as well.
Mm.
It was, yeah, it's not got too much. But then, on to more news, our government, they've been fucking coming out with more bullshit again this week. Have you seen any of it?
No, I come across it, and as I keep saying, I don't watch the news, so I was just like, oh.
Well,
sorry, mate, let me just, the one thing I don't understand, how can you have a multi-millionaire, because he's a multi-millionaire himself.
Yeah, he's almost a billionaire.
His wife's dad is a billionaire.
Yeah.
How can you tell him, how can he tell us what we need?
Yeah.
What's best for us when he's never walked to Barnsley in his life.
No,
he's never walked up. I was listening Northern Cities there. Do you know what I mean? Like
he's never gone to the corner shop and grabbed a pint.
He's never done a 72 hour fucking
work week.
72 hour fucking shift in the pit.
No,
fucking hell.
Nah, what he hasn't. He's fucking. He raised with money, lives with money, and then a lot of these things that he's coming out with. Like he's wanting to fucking change the inheritance tax, which benefits him basically. So inheritance tax, if you have a property worth over, I think it's like 300,000, something like that, then as you receive it, as your parents die, the government take like 50% of it. So you're already fucking in debt from it straight away. So he's wanting to raise it to like fucking £1 million or something.
Yeah.
So that benefits him and his friends and his family, because they're all going to have properties less than that value at that point then. So it fucking keeps them outside of the tax range.
It's a weird one, because I like the guy. He comes across well, but...
You've not said enough of the prick then.
Well, it's just... How can you have people... And this is the problem, because they have to go to all these fancy schools like Eton, obviously Oxford,
Cambridge
to
that.
Get into politics. But then, you know, how do they know what the average income household needs?
Well, they don't.
I think the average income in the UK, I want to say it's fairly free, but I don't know if that's included in London, because I was checking it. And I think the average income with two people working with two kids was like about 49k.
Mm-hmm.
So how can he tell someone that's on 49k with two kids and then he wants, do you know what I mean? And that's the thing I never understand, as well. I feel like Donald Trump, golly,
well,
if that makes sense. Like, I don't know how he understands what the people needed at that time, as well.
Well, Trump's done it again the other day. He's give his speech and straight away he's saying if he gets elected again, immediately he's going to shut all the borders because there's a load of immigrants getting
back in
through at the moment.
Did the defence back down or something?
Yeah. So he's saying he's going to fucking sort that out, sort out the fucking education in schools, so basically stop all this forcing the kids to learn about all the different genders and confusing them essentially, and then fucking this and that, and everything that he come out with was spot on, and it was a cheer, full cheers from the whole crowd, each one. And then you got Biden not saying anything really,
falling asleep.
Rishi's fucking trying to do his own version of it, and it's just I saw an interview with him the other day. I don't know who the presenter was that was asking him the questions, but she asked him, yes or no, is the HS2 going to be built from Birmingham to Manchester? And he's skirting around, he's like, well, we've got the foundation, blah, blah. She's like, it's a yes or no question. Is it going to be made? Is it going to be built?
We've got
the blah, blah. And she's like, no, you're not answering the question. He's like, you're not allowing me to answer the question. She's saying it's a yes or no. Is it going to be built or not? And he just wouldn't give it, and then that gets fucking announced that it's getting scrapped. So that's billions of pounds that's been wasted. You know, because I heard a lot of the essentially the contractors that were going to get the job to carry on doing it, they're all kicking off. But it's the owners of the big companies that have been kicking off, which they're only fucking voicing out their opinion because they're losing out on millions of pounds.
No. That's all. It's all about money all the time. Even with this politics. I mean, I would love to see someone come in and just change it. Like, since obviously we've been adults, no one's come in and had that effect that Donald Trump had here that I can remember.
No
one's said the right thing that you think. But, you know, you're never going to get someone that's going to always go with your point of view, but it's like understanding why they're going through another direction. Does that make sense? Rather than just going... Eh.
Well, see, because I've barely ever voted, to be fair, but there is a party that it's being led from like the average Joe, basically, because of everything that's been going on with
the immigration.
Yeah, the immigrations, like all the stop oil protests, and essentially all the policies coming from the Tories and Labour, what they're trying to force. It's a group of, they are educated people, but they're still working class.
Mm.
So I'm just going to try and find the party. But essentially, it's one that I am going to vote for when I can see. So, parties in the UK.
Is that Brilliant First? That is always a different one.
I really should have fucking...
Yeah, well, we didn't know we were going to go there.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting.
We always go off on this.
Was it a Democratic? No, because that's Lib Dems, isn't it? No. Lib Dems is a different one still.
Mm.
So
you only really think of the two, obviously Labour and Conservatives.
Yeah, Alliance, is it them? Oh, fuck it. This cracks me up. Like, every website you go on, you have to accept that there's cookies. Like, why ask me to accept the cookies? Like, just let me on the fucking websites. I should have looked properly and got it up, but basically it's that they are doing everything for us. They're not going to bring out their own agendas.
Make the rich richer and the poor poorer.
They're wanting to kick out fucking all these fucking illegal immigrants that are fucking staying in all the hotels and everything, and just look after everyone. So try and help out the poverty. Because it's like Birmingham City Council, they're broke.
Ran out of money.
And one of the major factors of that is going to be because it's costing the councils, not the government, the local councils, costing them around $3 million a day to house these illegal immigrants in the Premier Inns and fucking all that.
The thing with illegal immigrants, if they come by sea, you have international laws then that come in.
Mm.
So it makes it harder for you then just to, you can't just fry them, go, nah. Because they come by sea, there's that international law that, you know, but it's then, it's all about where they've come from, the journey, and all that comes into play.
Yeah, I get it that it's harder, but to have the cheek to give them, like, fair enough, food, but cricket lessons.
Mm.
Fucking,
it's one of them again, because there's that much happening, you got to deter. It's unfair for the ones that actually have gone through the process for safety and the ones that have done it for the benefits. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's that double-ended sword as such, because there are people that actually, you know, have fled places for a reason and see, you know, this country for, you know, opportunity and everything, and everything it can and should be.
Yeah.
And to those ones that just want to come here for the easy ride, you know.
Well,
so
that's what the majority of it is, though, unfortunately, because you're looking at them, especially in these war-torn countries, and the bulk of these people that you see that are fucking over here are males that could be put into, like, fighting for their country, but they're not gonna. And they're just over here, just living the free fucking dream, and it's a disgrace, because not that fucking the UK is in the same situation, but it wouldn't be as easy for us to go over there and fucking just immigrate.
The only thing I have a problem with the immigration is, obviously you have to go through wherever you come from. You have to come through a lot of Europe to end up on an island.
Yeah.
So it's then, it's, you know,
because every other country
just pass. They know where they want to go, in it.
But it's yeah. So the immigrants know where they want to come to over here, but every other country that they go through, they've got it right. They don't allow them to stay, instead of just kick them out. It's like when you see them on the boat and they land at France instead of fucking the UK, and French are just like, no, fuck off, and they just turn them around.
Do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think they could do that. I honestly didn't think they could do that.
Yeah. It's literally, they have the coast guards and they just turn the ship around, so they don't even let them fucking get to the border.
But then, as again, it's a shame then for the people that are trying to get here for a reason, more than just being, you know, just, I don't want to say sponging, but for the easy ride as such. People that want to come here because
there's
no
right
other
reasons.
I
accept all of that, but the majority aren't doing it for the right reason. I think Australia have got it the best way, though, really, because they've essentially got an island next to theirs, which it's deemed as a prison camp, but it's not, which is ironic because Australia was a prison originally.
It's like an immigration centre then, so...
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
they get processed
all there.
Well, not really processed, but it's a separate little island, so anyone that tries to fucking legally enter their country, they put into this isolation camp, and then they stay there. So there's no news reporters or anyone allowed to go in there to fucking record it, because apparently it is like a prison, where it's literally... You've got like a tent, a sleeping bag, and ration food.
Yeah.
And now, as I say, for the ones that are trying to do it for the right reasons, it's not fair.
Yeah.
But when it's the people trying to do it just because they want to fucking live a fucking great life, because everything is handed to them for no reason over here, then yeah, it's a good thing. But we're not Australia, unfortunately. But this isn't where I wanted to go with you.
No, it's just obviously...
Yeah.
Obviously, it's just obviously with politics and, you know, immigration is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah.
But I always feel, growing up, immigration has always been a big thing.
Immigration always was.
I mean, to be fair,
the country was half built on it, you know, after the wars, bringing Indians and Pakistanis over and that, you know, helping rebuild the country. You know, it was all well and good.
But even as a kid, I always remember the borders at Calais always being, you know, full, and people trying to, like, get on the lorries destined to come to the UK. Even as a kid, I remember all that, and you think, well, that was 20 years ago and it's still happening. So
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
there's something fundamentally not right. And, you know, if year by year you're putting more into it and having the same result, something's not right in any walk of life. That just, if you're spending more and it's still not working, fundamentally something's not right.
Well, yeah, it does make you laugh because, as you say, they keep throwing budgets and budgets at it.
I'm sure they give France, I think, an extra 40 million this year to stop them coming from Calais to the UK. But I'm sure in that time, more people have arrived from Calais. In the same period, they're paying more people, like they're paying the French government to come down anymore. More of them have come over.
Yeah.
But that's just a ploy because I feel France are just like, next year we'll get more out of
them. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's all about money all the time.
Well, it
so,
definitely is. Definitely
you
is.
Know, it's just, I feel like with immigration, there's something fundamentally wrong. And, you know, you got to do right by the people that do need it. But then also, the people that don't need it, you got to ask yourself, what are they coming here for? At the same time, does that make sense in terms
yeah.
of? So the people that do need, you got to understand why they, you know, they're running away from arranged marriage, you know, other stuff that we can't even comprehend, and then the ones that just want to come here, and as you said, just kick it back, play a computer or whatever, and just have an easy ride with the friends that they come over with.
Yeah,
you know, and that's always been a dilemma. And I suppose he will be for the next few years.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to go away just overnight or over the next couple of days, really. It's a strange fucking situation. We're fortunate we don't have to feel what they feel. Mm-hmm. You know, we do have a good enough life.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, it, as I said, it is a double-ended sword because there are people that really need to come here to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there's really people that don't need to, but they've come here for a different reason. If you was to have anyone as PM, who would you have?
To be fair, none of them really stand out.
No,
as
I mean, like,
once. You mean just a person
just
in general?
Someone that you agree with a lot of their like values. So, like for me, I was just saying because I always feel like Piers Morgan is always. I don't agree with everything he says, but. You know, as I said, you're not going to get someone that agrees with you like 100% of the time. You've
yeah,
got to,
yeah.
You know, but that's why I feel like Piers Morgan, it just, for me, but I would like, I know it would never happen, but Donald Trump for Prime Minister would be fucking great, mate.
Well, to be fair, that's why I did like fucking old Boris at the time as well, because he's sort of like the British Donald Trump with a personality. But he had a hard ride, you know. All the COVID stuff came out,
yeah.
And fucking.
But then
he was
breaking. He was doing all that bollocks as well. And he's sort of like, how can you fine you for doing what he was doing? You know,
he was in at the wrong time because everything that happened, all the COVID stuff, and all the people around him not directing him rightly. If it was 5 years earlier, he would have been all right for 4 years, but. He was just thrown in at the wrong point.
I just can't remember a time lately where Britain's running smoothly. There's always fucking.
We've never had a fucking. A good government, to be honest. I mean, the amount of people that I've seen after all this shit that Rishi. Not Rishi, fucking. Yeah, Rishi. Come out with the other day. Saying that we haven't had a good person in charge since fucking Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of controversy around her.
Oh, yeah.
But.
It's like you think about it, like, you know, we mentioned the London ULEZ scheme.
Yeah, which I was going to go on.
It's a fucking load of bollocks. The emissions thing. So, look, you just want all these fucking bollocks politicians coming into place and just fucking, yeah, that's 12 quid a day to go in there. People can't afford 12 quid a day.
No.
12 fucking quid a day,
well,
mate.
We'll get on to it now because I was working in London recently and so it's £12.50 a day. And
that's it. That's the D Khan's another one. He's just out of touch with reality, and
he's a fucking full-on space cadet. So with the ULEZ scheme, which I'm surprised none of these fucking activists or anything have fucking kicked off about, because ULEZ, you know, you think How much of an insult was lesbian? You know, being called a les back in the day. Fuck off, you les. You know, so having it fucking in bold, capital letters, as you're entering London, calling people a les. Fucking spin naughty, yeah. But yeah, £12.50 a day, and they've recently extended the border of it.
So it's gone even further.
Yeah, it's pretty much as soon as you touch fucking the inside of the M25, you've got to pay. And
but what are they saying? What are you paying for? What are they trying to do? Stop people driving into London so to get the train or bus or whatever?
Yeah, essentially that's what it's doing. Because people can't afford to pay the £12.50 to go into London, they expect you to use the public transport to get in, which costs more than £12.50. Oh, yeah. And if you're not driving in, it's lowering the emissions entering London. But with the science side of things, where they've been doing the tests, there was emails that were fucking, well, come out. So Sadiq Khan's fucking number two had the reports from whatever scientist that was doing the testing to see if the emissions had actually lowered, what health benefits it had, and on vulnerable people, like people with asthma and children and stuff. And the report essentially says there's been no difference.
It's just
there's
no
proof.
In it.
Yeah, there's
it's
no proof that the emissions are actually causing more bodily harm to people with asthma or children or whatever. And so Sadiq's number two, his deputy, emailed back saying this report needs to be changed to make it sound like basically it is effective, and we need to fucking make more money.
To make
money
it seem
out
like they're doing it for a reason, yeah.
And it's an absolute disgrace to try and falsify fucking scientific evidence just to gain more money. It's a joke. Yeah. And here's another one. I know it's a politics fucking theme tune where he's getting asked questions and he's just dancing around it with shit that doesn't even make sense. And that's what they do, to try and use all these big words to confuse people like us. But there's too many people out there now that are clued onto it, and that they are
it's been years of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously we're not the most intellectual people.
And articulate. Well, yeah. I'm not, I know, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I try and think a lot. I mean, even down to pronouncing words, I always struggled with the TH pronunciation. So it'd be the. You know, it's not something that we naturally think about, but it was just because my uncle fucking, as I was going from an apprenticeship, he pulled me up on it. And so I used to sit there after fucking work at 16, just trying to pronounce my THs properly. And we don't do it though, do we? You know, we talk fast, we fucking just bang the words out of our mouths without thinking about what it is. But a lot of the time, I'll slow my speech down, make me sound more brummy, really, because I do slow it down. Not as much as a fucking yammer, though. Fucking cunts. And yeah, I do try and think about what I'm saying. But still, that's just to pronounce words, not necessarily to come out with bigger words, because we're not all that big brained, are we?
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, as you said, it's just with every politician, like, it's all smoke and mirrors.
It is,
You ask them one thing, they try to lead you somewhere else. Well, if you look back at the stats, like, fuck the stats, yes or no.
Yeah.
But do you remember the thing, what happened with Birmingham when they went, well, they have got an emission zone in place.
Yeah.
And it was meant to come into play at a certain date, and it was like, off the top of my head, I think, oh, you need a Euro 5 engine and you'll be fine. Anything. Mm-hmm. So people went out, obviously, changed their cars for Euro 5 to find out then that car didn't meet the criteria.
Yeah.
So these people then, I don't know, brought a newer car so they didn't have to pay the £8 to get in, because it's £8 for the Birmingham one.
£9 these days.
Is it not fucking?
I know.
So people brought, you know, newer cars that with this engine, just to be told, like, 2 weeks before it opened, what came into play.
We was wrong.
Yeah, it's this engine now. Fucking hell. That's just typical politics.
I remember with the Birmingham one, I've not looked at the stats recently, but there was that many people that hadn't paid the congestion fee, that it was like 160,000 people hadn't paid, and so they were owed millions, but because there was that many people not paying it, they were backlogged and they couldn't keep up with trying to get the fines, because it's like, well, it would have been more than 160,000. But yeah, if you don't pay it, it's a £160 fine, and you don't even get like an early payment, like reduction on your fee. Like if you get a parking ticket, you can pay £35 instead of 70 if you pay it within 14 days.
I always feel with stuff like this, there should be a thing where you, like, you get like 5 passes free a year or something. Because, you know, like, I don't know, like an incentive like that, because I don't bother going into town anymore because of the bullshit, but I'd rather drive and try and get the bus. I mean, look at all the shit you see happens on buses and public transport. Yeah. It's not safe enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should want people to drive into town to think, oh, well, I enjoy town, actually. I don't come here enough.
Yeah, know? And especially and then, with the price of the parking that you pay when you're in there as well. It's just fucking... Yeah, it's like, so you're paying, let's just say you're going into the town centre for 4 or 5 hours, you're doing a little shop, maybe watching a film or a bite to eat, you're paying around £30 just to go there. So that's your congestion charge. And you're looking at about £20 for parking for half a day these days, ain't you? And fucking, and then you've got your shopping, your food, whatever on top. You know, and what we used to do when we was kids, I mean, used to be like fucking 80p to get the bus into town.
Well, it was 35 or 37 pence.
I'm trying to think of when we was towards the end of school, really. But yeah, I remember getting the day.
I think the day saver for us was like £1.10.
Yeah.
The day saver or something like that.
Yeah, I remember when the bus was 12p, mate. Fucking, yeah. Because, again, randomly as a fucking kid, I didn't like copper coins because it was like brown, horrible colour, like, just didn't like it. But I remember having to fucking keep a 2p with a 10p to fucking pay 12p for my fucking bus fare. God. I mean, like, that's a fucking strange concept now, isn't it? Using change, like, minimal change to fucking pay for the bus. You just swipe your card now, don't you? But yeah, it's fucking, we used to go up with like 15 quid and we'd still come back, we'd fucking get the bus, we'd have McDonald's, fucking buy a game and whatever and fucking toddle around for hours in and out of shops and then come back and fucking, that'd be a full day. It's not breaking.
We used to go uptown for no reason, just to go uptown.
Yeah, literally just walk around and that, innit? You know, I remember fucking bike rides up there and all sorts. But yeah, you wouldn't want to do that now.
No.
You know, I remember the last time I got a bus, actually. It would have been within the first year of driving. And I was like, I don't want to pay the parking fees. Because even back then it was, you know, expensive enough. Yeah. And it was for Christmas shopping. So I was like, I'll get the bus. And I fucking hated it. You know, you're sitting on there, it fucking stunk because someone had a fucking wash or something. It's loud. It was back in the day when the phones weren't that good and someone was still playing the fucking music.
Yeah,
and
the speaker thing. Yeah. And you know what I fucking heard about buses? As soon as October comes heating on.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me, mate. It's not that hot.
No.
It's not that hot.
God.
And then when it's hot in the summer, because they only have those put down windows, no ventilation, if you ride the fucking back. But then at the back, you've got the heat here up the engine.
Yeah.
Fuck, mate. Yeah, it's just shit. Get it sorted. Right, so...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, fucking, there was one other thing that I fucking... Well, two more things from what Rishi fucking come out with.
Because we did go.
I know. Fucking hell. It's what I come for. All the real talk, real topics, the real life situations. So, it's going to be mandatory now for the kids to stay in school until they're 18. So, essentially, they're making it the same as the
Americans. I thought that was the case anyway.
No, so you could still leave at 16 and go and, or get a job or go into college or whatever. And then, so 17 and 18 was for your A-levels.
Yeah.
So he's scrapping the A-level system now. Well, he's not scrapping it, he's changing it. And he's going to make you do more subjects. Wow. These kids don't need more subjects. They need fucking real lessons. It's fucking... Like if they want to learn science or if they want to learn geography or fucking something particular, yeah, let them choose that. Now, fair enough, maths and English is going to be mandatory. So I understand that. But with maths, it needs to be what you need in the real world. taxes and fucking
shit.
They need to teach that, how to do those subjects, not fucking algebra. Because unless you want to learn about it, if you want to go into advanced mathematics, then yes, learn that. But otherwise, teach the kids the basic maths that you need to use. I saw a fucking TikTok video of a lady the other day. She's gone into like Sainsbury's or something. She's bought 2 bottles of water, £2 each. She's give the girl behind the till a fiver. And the woman behind the till wasn't given any change. She was like, I'm waiting for my change, need a pound back. She's like, no, it's £5. Like, no, 2 bottles, £2. Now bear in mind, this girl's fucking scanned the 2 bottles and she should be typing in the £5 note, like £5 as currency that she's accepted. And it should tell her what change she's got to give anyway. But no, she's fucking, no, 2 and 2 is 5. It isn't bad, it's 4. I gave you 5, I need a pound back.
And well, that's a real video.
Yeah, this woman was fucking, like, you know, she was like, I was in tears because no one was fucking defending me. The girl behind the counter was crying because she was confused to fuck. She couldn't understand how 2 and 2 was 5, not 4. And now, don't get me wrong, I think there's some fucking form of mental disability with that girl behind the till because...
Yeah, you should know what 2 is.
Yeah, it's the fucking, that's...
When you know, work, that's when you
nursery, yeah, that's nursery fucking level of maths. But you know, the maths that you should be taught is if you're working on a till, you should be able to calculate change roughly without needing the assistance from a till. You know, so if someone's give you £100 and you've got to give fucking £12.50 back, you should be able to fucking work that out. You know, I get it can be a bit hard when you're trying to work out little pennies and whatever, but, you know, you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
That should be what is getting taught. Right. Not all the fucking pie and fucking this and that. But, yeah.
What was the other thing he was on about then?
So, now he's fucking going on about the genders. He's attacking the Sam Smiths.
Another one like that, mate.
No. So, he's essentially hit the fucking, his own nail in his own coffin. So he's saying, you know, you can't just fucking claim to be any gender that you want to be and this and that. Which goes back to 2010, there was an act that was brought out. So by law, he's breaking it by saying that you can't do whatever you fucking want. So a law that was fucking passed by these Tory cunts, saying that you can do and be and fucking, well, whatever you fucking want. With him saying now that, no, if you're a man, you're a man. You're a woman, you're a woman. Unless you've physically had the sex change, you can't just claim to be whatever you want to be.
So, well, this thing has been dragging on for like a few, I'd say this whole, you know, I don't know what you, I'm trying to think of the right word now. This build up of, you know,
it's a bit
genders has been a really slow burner and it just really needs to come to a head now. And everyone needs some validation because no one wants to say or do the wrong thing anymore. So,
yeah, because essentially, where we're getting at is we don't care. Be whatever you want.
We don't care. We want people.
We want everyone to just be happy. You know, just do what you want to do. Just don't rub it in the faces.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
We don't need to fucking see your blue hair prancing around.
We tell you to be blue.
Yeah, and fucking trying to fucking force it on me.
Yeah.
We don't care. Yeah. Just we want everyone to be happy. That's just all it needs to be.
Be your authentic self.
Yeah.
Without trying to be your enforce your authentic self and your beliefs and everyone else.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, there's a lot of bullshit going on. No one needs someone telling you what you're doing wrong in life constantly.
Yeah. Just do you, boo. Yeah. You know, if you want fucking more of our debates on it, fucking you can listen to earlier episodes if you haven't already. We have gone into more detail about our opinions on these things.
Yep.
It's not really opinions, not that we've ever really been harsh, apart from to Sam Smith. That's self-inflicted, he deserves it, prick. But yeah, it's been fucking a bit of a rollercoaster week on that fucking side of things. So I don't see him being fucking in power much longer now. You know, when it actually comes to
the next is just going to be just as bad, mate. So
yeah, we're never going to fucking get anywhere decent, are we?
No, it's just one thing after another. But yeah, hopefully politics sorted so far, and we get someone.
Yeah.
That does right for us.
Hopefully, yes, but optimistically, no.
Yeah.
But as you was leaning towards earlier, yeah, a Piers Morgan type of person that we're never going to get anyone that's on 40, 50 grand a year getting in fucking charge of the country.
No, yeah, it's just someone that's
always going to be a millionaire.
Understands, yeah.
But yeah, he does fucking... He's more in the real world than fucking Rishi is anyway.
Yeah, because I reckon like Rishi Sunak's probably been to the Bahamas more times than he's been to Bolton. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you it's know, just... Yeah.
It's like that Fipp Canto that he was filling up during that fuel crisis.
Yeah.
I think he's better. Fucking...
And also, yeah. I'm not just tied in Northern cities. It's just they've got Bolton. It just sounds more... You know what I mean?
Well, yeah... Anywhere where you struggle.
I everything. I suppose it is north though, isn't it really? And I'm saying like in that sense, like
you wouldn't go. No, just anything go out of London.
Yeah.
Because when you go south, like you know, you go down to fucking Devon and all that. Like,
I do feel like everyone thinks London its own different country, isn't it? To a degree.
They think they're their own different country. Fucking idiots.
Right.
I mean, it is funny. It's
a different world, Dan.
Yeah, because it's a whole different fucking like you. You're driving along and you go through a fucking one area and it's like there's a full bunch of Orthodox Jewish people and it's like the full kitted out, the long coats, the curly hair, fucking the hats on and that look. And then the next one you got fucking like an Hispanic area, you got a fucking Polish area and this and that. And it's fucking, it's full culture. I mean, you get that in a lot of places anyway, but it's more defined.
Yeah.
Like, individual fucking like clique of an area.
It's like what Neil Warnock said, the football manager. You can tell we're in London, ref. You can tell.
You can always tell.
£9 a point. You can fucking tell. God,
it agrees, mate. The way that everything has to be more expensive.
Like, even just like a Coke, like what the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucking horrendous. That's absolutely horrendous.
We'll be here all day.
Oh no, we could do. We're rattling on. But we will end it shortly. We've just got a quick email. And it is from our favourite little listener, Kirsty. Fucking another little question. So she's asking if you could super glue your balls to anything for 24 hours, then it belongs to you. What would you choose?
Oh wow! The winning lottery ticket. I think something to do with money for me.
Yeah,
even if I had to hold a briefcase full of like as much as I could hold.
Yeah.
It's just anything.
Yeah, so something of high value, any
maybe like a gold bar. You know, those gold bar worth £1 million. Fucking
you'd have to be sitting out though, because otherwise if you're standing that's gonna make your sack sag even more than anything.
Yeah, I mean it'd be worth it, mate. You know, risk.
Yeah, I suppose spend a couple of grand getting fucking ball sack reduction surgery afterwards then. You know, fucking, because we've already got the fucking line there, haven't we? So it's not like another scar's going to fucking matter.
And if you sit down all day, you know, piss yourself, you know, fuck it.
Piss on the gold bar.
That's it.
So, yeah, gold bar for you. Yeah, it's got to be something like that, because there's no point fucking just gluing your balls to a massive mansion.
I suppose if
you can't move.
If there's a really car you want, you can like kind of like squat in the car and then just sit on the car for 24 hours.
I suppose.
Or the house, you could do the same. Just sit on the house.
If you want to fucking like go anywhere around the house, you can't, can you?
No, but only for 24 hours.
But saying that, if it's a house.
That's what I'm saying. So
could you fucking get away with gluing the house keys to your balls?
Yeah,
would that count?
Mm.
Again, fucking like a yacht full of money.
It's
fucking.
I think it's anything that's gonna bring value, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean lottery ticket. That's fucking. You gotta know that it's the winning lottery ticket.
I get
to
that
be
on
able Brown. To
pick and form it.
Yeah. I mean, again, I suppose the fucking easiest one for it would be then, like the fucking. What is it? The big fucking safe in the Vatican.
Fucking hell. Yeah, it's got all underground stuff in there, isn't it?
Yeah, so just go in there, because anything in there is going to be worth millions, isn't it?
You know, they've got stuff, and it's really weird. So, when a Pope dies, nothing that's... So, like, all these, like, documents that you see, and everything that I've hushed and everything can't get released, I think, for 200 years after they die. So it's had no relevance in 200 years.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
one's going to go, oh,
yeah,
John Pope, what did Pope fucking... John the Fifth or whatever,
yeah,
done this. But apparently, obviously, they've got more stuff worth of value. Basically, it's one of the richest countries in the world because
yeah.
what they've got in the vault is worth billions upon billions.
About
trillions, But I mean, a full country like, was he like 20 miles in diameter, the Vatican City or something? It's only small, isn't it? It's
yeah,
not
yeah,
really that big. I don't think it's even 20 miles, mate, but it's only, it's in Rome,
yeah,
it's only, it's like Monaco, isn't it? It's like a...
Yeah, it's smaller than fucking London anyway.
Yeah, so
I think that would be the fucking easiest one to go to. And if
the keys
you could
for that,
get in there,
just,
fucking
just,
hell, yeah, just the fucking... I mean,
it'd be one of those long old school keys.
Yeah, I was
just about
to say, fucking the doors like? Is it just a fucking an old little wooden door and it's just got fucking bare security outside or fucking.
Yeah, I reckon
it's
like
an
old door, but in front of the old door is like new high tech, like eye scanners and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, corrupt as well, but that's another story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll save that for another podcast. But yeah, thanks for that question, Cass. As always, if you do want to send us in a question, email us at realtalkingpod@gmail.com. X is at Ash and JD. Obviously, YouTube, if you're not already watching, why not? But it is on Real Talking Podcast on YouTube. And obviously, don't forget, it is Key Memento. He's our lovely sponsors this week. Go check them out. On Instagram, the Etsy store, it's all going to be in the links as well. So yeah, fucking hope you enjoyed that, and yeah, keep them coming. We want more emails and questions and that, so actually start sending them in, please. And anything else, Ash?
No,
you all good?
No, that's it. I think we've covered maybe too
yeah,
much.
We went all over the place again. Anyway,
well, that's where it takes you. You know, you just gotta follow the journey.
Yeah, you know, who thought
it's
fucking...
the climb. You know,
yeah. Miley Cyrus. But yeah, who would expect fucking Andrew Tate and Rishi Sunak to be fucking a part of the same episode? You just don't, do you?
You wouldn't get in nowhere else, mate.
No. You know, fucking especially with Sam Smith in it.
Well, that's it.
Ah, Teletubbies.
We don't discriminate, fucking, I suppose.
Nah. Thomas Partey. Oops. And yeah, we'll see you next week.